Special guest in the studio today. We got an amazing woman here, a powerful Esquayo originating in Treaty 8, but here in Treaty 6 in Edmonton. Danse Etowah, welcome to Joanna Gladue for International Women's Day.
Danse.
Yes, Monato. So, today, very, very significant day. Obviously, we love to honor our women every day, not just today. But I feel like in the most, let's say the last 5 years or so, we're seeing this really insurgence, this surge of powerhood and everything that is woman. How does that make you feel?
Definitely inspires me to, try to live up to the name being a matriarch within the community and also within my family. So I think it's really a time for Indigenous women to claim our space as being a matriarch in our societies, something that was taken away from us. And I think it has really inspiring our movement of women, not just our older, but as well, it's trickling down into our younger generation.
It is. You're seeing like these young women, right? That they're seeing women like you. They're seeing women like Fawn Wood. They're seeing Jodi Stonehouse. They're seeing all these powerful women coming before them. And it's creating this next generation. We're seeing the power of the ribbon skirt. We're seeing people wearing traditional regalia everywhere they go. It's so inspiring. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because you just left a profession and kind of started something new, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. So I have been working in the healthcare system for a number of years, but I actually branched off on my own and created my own Indigenous counseling agency. And I provide a lot of therapeutic supports. I also do a lot of training, the Indigenous ways of being and knowing. And I'm very excited for all the opportunities this is bringing to me so far.
Awesome. And from the people that you've spoken to so far, because obviously not just in your new counseling endeavors, but even in the healthcare profession where you were before, you must have seen endless concerns and issues amongst Indigenous people. Do you feel that in this day and time that we're in right now, that there is a bit of a healing period that we're going through right now?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I feel that commitment to our own wellness and healing is being taken over and led by Indigenous people. And so this was one of the reasons that I wanted to start my own counseling agency, is because there's not enough of our own people that are providing those supports and those spaces for our Indigenous people. And that as well, we are inspiring other Indigenous people to branch off on their own and start their own endeavors, whether it's in the healthcare system, the music industry, fashion, acting. There's lots of our own people that are coming up and taking our space.
Yeah, and you're seeing more and more even in academia and law and all these places. It's so amazing to see this rise in Indigenous people, especially Indigenous women today. Any specific Esquayo women that you want to shout out today for International Women's Day?
Definitely one that I would like to give a shout out to is, of course, my mom.
Aww.
And my mom is from the Big Stone Cree Nation, and she's in Treaty 8 territory. And then as well, my sister, and she is also someone who is very inspiring to me. I could go on and on. There's a lot of women in my family that are pursuing their education, that are also making those steps towards bettering themselves and being leaders in the community.
Absolutely. Once again, Joanna Gladue, I will throw your company and all of the info that I can find on you up in my blog at ravenradio.ca. I want to say a huge hi. Thank you for stopping by the studio today, and happy International Women's Day.
Thank you so much.